Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for the saints of God who are here. And thank God for those who may be on their way. For the children that were here this morning, we thank God for them. We just ask God's continued blessing upon the house of the Lord and the people of God. And we pray, we thank God for those who are listening in over the internet and the radio land. We just thank God for that and those who are on the phone. We're trusting that those who are still on their right way will hasten along safely over the highways. Let us look to the Lord in prayer as we begin our service. We want to always be thankful for what God has done and is doing. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee. We want to thank you once again for your manifold blessings this day. Thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto each and every one of us. Thank you for blessing us, dear Heavenly Father, to be in the house of God one more time. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all the saints of God who have gathered in your name on the phone, dear Heavenly Father, on the internet, dear Father, on Radio Land. We just thank you, Lord God, for all your people, Lord God, and even those who have called in that may not be your people. We thank you, Lord God, that they're calling in to listen to hear the word of God. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would continue to look down upon your people with favor, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for our older saints who are here today. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessings upon them. A special way we want to thank you, Lord God, for Brother Man, dear Father, we understand he had a terrible fall, but Lord, we thank you, Lord God, he's here in the house of God this morning. We ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother. We pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen him in his legs, strengthen his body, spirit, mind, and soul. We pray you would touch him, dear Heavenly Father, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that Brother Man loves you, dear Heavenly Father. He said, Lord God, he was going to call out to the saints to pray, but then he said he just thought about it and said he knew how just blessed he was, that you were already blessing him. So, Lord, we just ask that you would bless our dear brother. Oh, Father, we thank you for his son and his families that are his family members that are caring for him, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless. Remember his companion, Sister Man, in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her likewise. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Carol being here this morning. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon her. We thank you for this dear sister, how you have blessed her, Lord God, in her home, and ask that you would continue to look down upon her with favor, Lord God, this day. Be her guide, be her direction, be her strength. She so desperately stands in need of. Thank you for her testimony on Wednesday night, Lord God, which encouraged our souls, dear Heavenly Father, to remember what you have taught us in the word about being compassion and showing compassion one to another. Father, we ask likewise that you remember Sister Regina. We thank you for her and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to bless her in her eyes, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her in her home, dear Father. Likewise, many times, Lord God, she asks us to remember the community in which she resides. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would keep us, Lord God, and ask that you would look down upon us with favor. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and ask that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, Janaea, dear Father. We ask in a special way, dear Heavenly Father, that you would look in upon this child, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed their father, blessed her to be here this day, dear Father, in the house of God. We pray that something will stick with her, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to know that you are God and beside you there is none other. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember Sister Lillian as she is not feeling well in her body, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear sister, Lord God. We know that she, Lord God, has been going through, dear Heavenly Father, and we just ask that you would bless her, be with her, Lord God, in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would look down upon her with favor, Lord God. Give her the desires of her heart. Give her rest in her body, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. She's still strong in her faith, dear Heavenly Father. But we just ask that you would bless and be with her, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Holmes, Lord God, being online, dear Father, on the phone, dear Lord. We thank you for our dear sister, Lord God. I can't get thank you enough for her testimony on Wednesday night. Father, Lord, we thank you for this dear saint of God, dear Father, that you have blessed us with. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would continue to look down upon her with favor. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over her, Lord God. Thank you for her family, her children, Lord God, and loved ones who care for her, Lord God. We just ask that you would bless and be with her, dear Lord. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember them, Lord God. ask that you would bless and be with them in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we want to thank you for all the saints who have gathered in the house of God this morning. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon each and every one of them. Sister Smith, Lord God, Brother Byrene, Sister Laurencine, and Brother Maurice downstairs with the children, Lord God. We ask that you watch over them too, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister India being here. We're looking to see if Sister Kiva will come in, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her, dear Father. Thank you for Brother Levester, Brother Reggie, dear Father. Lord God, we thank you, Sister Melita, Sister Millicent, Lord God. Father, I know I'm forgetting someone. Sister Blake, Lord God, I know I'm forgetting a saint of God, but Lord, remember all your people, Lord God, who have gathered in the house of the Lord this morning. We ask that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God, in a mighty way. Thank you for all the saints, Lord God, who are online, dear Father. We thank you for Brother Monty and his family, Lord God. Sister Sandy, Lord God, and her family, dear Father. Sister Carolyn, Lord God, and Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Father. Ask that you would be with them, Lord God, and be their guide and be their direction, dear Father. Remembering Brother Javier, Lord God, we ask that you would bless this dear young brother, Lord God. He got his first shot the other day, Lord. He wasn't feeling well. So, Lord, we just ask that you would bless him and be with him, dear Father. Strengthen him in his body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his mother and his father, Lord God, and his sisters, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Brother Robert. We thank you, Lord God. He's doing better. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless and remember his household in a mighty way. Thank you for Sister June, Lord God. As we started this prayer, we didn't see her, Lord God, but, Lord, we thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would bless her, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that she's, oh, Lord God, have came back there. Heavenly Father, had been away for a while, Lord God, and had to go take care of some family business, but when she came back, Lord, she's running for you, dear Heavenly Father, just as she was, Lord God, when she left, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you remember her companion, Lord God. Remember her children and grandchildren, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning for all the people of God everywhere, brothers and sisters across the land that we don't even know about, dear Father. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon them. Remember those in the mission field, Lord God. We ask a special prayer upon them likewise, Lord God. Father, we ask that you remember the lost soul this morning. Father, we pray for them in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you speak to the hearts of mankind. Lord God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would save them before it's a day and hour too late. And if there's anyone, Lord God, listening in under the sound of my voice that does not know thee yet in the free pardon of their sins, Father, we pray, Lord God, you would prick their hearts, dear Father. They pray that as the message goes forth, dear Father, in the song service, Lord God, and devotion service, the prayers, that they will hear something, Lord God, that will make them, Lord, think about where they will spend eternity, Lord God. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember, dear Father, the sick and shut in, Lord God. Special prayer for Sister Fluellen, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister, Lord God, body, spirit, and mind, dear Father, and soul, dear Father. Keep her strong in the word of God. Keep her, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, dear Father, this day that thou would remember our world and condition in which it is in, dear Father. Remember our leaders, our president, Lord God. We pray for him and our vice president and all, dear Father, our Congress, dear Heavenly Father, our judges, our lawyers, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, for our police officers, dear Heavenly Father, emergencies, response team, doctors, nurses. Father, many are tasked, dear Heavenly Father, so much right now because of this COVID. We know this COVID is raging through our land, dear Father, and all the scientists and all, dear Heavenly Father, the doctors and all those who have the education, they can't figure it out, but you know all about it, dear Father. You know what it's all about, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you help us as the people of God to be able, Lord God, to live, dear Heavenly Father, throughout this COVID, dear Heavenly Father. Take the precautions we're supposed to take, dear Lord, but Lord God in heaven, we ask in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that our faith looks up to thee. Help us, Lord God, to put it all, dear Heavenly Father, to you, dear Heavenly Father, who is the one who is able, dear Heavenly Father, to heal, dear Heavenly Father, the one who is able to save, dear Heavenly Father, the one who is able, dear Heavenly Father, to take a wretched soul, dear Heavenly Father, that did not know your name, Lord God, but may have taken your name in vain and turn it around to a saint of God, dear Father. Oh, that's only by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, and we thank you for that power.
And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would look down upon us, Lord God, as we continue to run this race that you have set before us. Help us in the name of Jesus to be all that you've called us out to be. Thank you for Sister Blake. Thank you for all that you've done for her. Father, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, she's having a little difficulty with them, Lord God, but she's still praising you, dear Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus that whatever it is, Lord God, as she, even as she was praying downstairs, she said, Lord, if it's for correction, if it's for anything, dear Heavenly Father, if it's just because it's affliction, dear Heavenly Father, help her in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to go through it with you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing she's on the winning side. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to be her guide and her direction, Lord God, and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you for Sister Millicent, Lord God, and we ask that you would bless her, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with her, Lord God, in a mighty way. Bless her, Lord God, as she directs devotional service. Thank you, Lord God, this day. Just thank you, Lord God, from the depths of our heart, dear Father. Lord, you allowed us to rise this morning, dear Father. It wasn't an alarm clock, dear Lord. Oh, it wasn't our spouse, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, it wasn't the fact that we may have had a tickle in our leg or something, Lord God, but it was by your grace and your mercy, Lord God, that we woke up this morning, and we want to thank you for that. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that all praise and glory and honor be given unto your name this day, and we'll be so careful to give thy name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Shall we turn our worship to the Lord, page 16. 16 in the worship of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We have come into his house.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Rebuke Satan.
Amen. Amen. 16. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We
come into his house to worship Christ the Lord. Amen. But we already had worship in our hearts before we got here.
Amen.
Praise our God. We thank God for the worship that we have in our hearts and soul and mind and spirit. Amen. So when we gather together, that's in obedience to his word that says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. And do we not see the day of the Lord approaching?
Amen.
We do. We do. We thank God for his goodness, his mercy for letting us be here, be together today. And pray, we pray that God will just have his way in everything that is said and done, because we want to worship him in the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
Amen. So we're giving him the glory this morning and the praise. We thank God for Pastor Jenkins this morning, and so we give her honor, but we know that God has placed her as the overseer on this congregation. We know that God has placed her as the watchman on the wall. We know that God gives her the strength and the anointing and the Spirit's direction every single day. And so we thank God for her.
Amen.
And we want to give her honor today. And good morning to all the saints.
Amen.
Thank God for all that he has done. Amen. Realizing that all power in heaven and earth is in our Lord Jesus Christ, given to him by the Father. And we know that if we walk uprightly, that we can tap into that power also. Thank God. Jesus said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Did he not? And that would be power to be witnesses unto him everywhere we go. And so we just thank God for that. And just living true, living holy and righteous in this present world. That's a witness right there. And so we thank God for his blessings. Our responsive reading is found in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we'll be reading today, we'll be reading verses 10 through 18 responsively. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Thank the Lord. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand
therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness,
and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Together, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. That just lets us know we're praying for all the saints.
Amen.
We're commanded to. praying always. Amen. And watching. Persevering for all the saints. Thank God for his word this morning. Thank God for, we know his word is true. We have blessings because his word is true. We have salvation because his word is true. And in his word, as we've just said, praying always with all supplication for all saints, ourselves and others. So we are going to go to the Lord, look to the Lord in prayer. We know that God hears our prayer requests. We know that God is able to bless in our requests, sometimes right away, sometimes later. And sometimes he just says no. And many times that's a blessing also. Sometimes the Lord just says, trust me. And so we just thank God for that. But we know that when we cry out to him, we know that he hears.
Amen.
And we know that in Jesus, we have an advocate with the Father.
Amen.
We know that Jesus can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Amen.
We know that he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Praise our God.
And that lets us know that that's what's expected of us if we're children of God. Regardless of what comes, we have to be yet without sin.
Amen.
So we just, and just to know that the Lord hears and sees what's going on, and he's our comforter, he's our advocate, he knows.
Amen.
Just what we need. So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Regina.
Remember the complex. Remember me. I'm supposed to get the shot. Don't get the shot there at the complex on the 19th.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Remember my girls down in Jeffa. Erica
has
had COVID, you know,
who has one. Yes. Yes. Amen. Sister Regina's request, remember her complex, JC Village. Remember Sister Regina, much in prayer. Amen. She used to have the third shot, the booster shot that we'll be giving at her complex later this month. And, well, very soon, actually. Wednesday. So remember her much in prayer. Remember her family. Remember her daughter, Deborah. Remember her granddaughters, her great-grandson. Remember them much in prayer, and both in body and most of all in soul. Amen. Yes, Brother Mann. Amen. Brother Mann said also remember his neighborhood. Amen. Amen. And the way things are now, it's our neighborhood is not only those houses that are around us. Our neighborhood is wherever we have to go. And absolutely. Remember those that we come in contact with. Amen. Yes, Brother Man. Sister June. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, amen. Man, Sister June's request is so, yes, it is. It's so good to see you and to know that even in listening to the prayer on the way, to preparing your heart and mind for service. So Sister June's request for her family, remember her family much in prayer, her daughter, who's having a circulation problem. Remember her much in prayer. God is able. God is able to clear that up, and remember her companion in a special way, and just remember her entire family in a special way. And I understand, Sister June, there are times there's some just standing requests that we have before the Lord, and amen. So remember her family, her companion, her children, also her grandson, Keyshawn. Remember him in a very special way. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita, amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita was thankful for the prayers of the saints. She went to the eye doctor. The doctor said that everything looks good. And so we thank God for that. We know that's God. We know that only God can do that. And so she's appreciative of the saints' prayers and continue to remember her in prayer. Also continue to remember her family much in prayer.
Sister Blake, I thank the saints for your prayers for me. I did go get checked because I was not feeling well, and they said there's nothing wrong, but I just need to drink more water. So remember me in prayer. And also, I thank God for Sister Blake, too. I fell off the chair downstairs, but, you know, I'm not feeling anything right now, but, you know, I'm at that age, so maybe tomorrow. But just remember me in prayer. It slid out from underneath me, but just remember me. I didn't hit anything, but, you know, just remember me in prayer.
Amen. Amen. And we're so thankful that you know,
I was able to get up.
She was able to get up. Thank God. And thank God. And we'll pray that God that God is able to even not have you experience any soreness as a result of it. God is able to do all that and more. Amen. Sister Smith.
I've been at home and care for 4 years. I don't know if I'm going to be there another 4 years, but I still thank you for the patience that you've given. But I thank you for having me provide all the needs of patience and making strong the word of God in the spirit of truly a blessing of your friends for all your things and rejoicing.
Amen.
But I also received a card from brother and sister Dennis Hardy Johnson.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Sister Smith requested prayer. She received a card from Brother Leonard and Sister Margie Johnson. And so continue to remember them in prayer. She received a card in response to the card that she sent to them. And so we thank God for that. And pray that you remember all of Sister Smith's loved ones, her daughter, her granddaughters, great-granddaughters, all of her family. And just continue to pray for Sister Smith as well. Amen. Sister Carol. Amen. Amen.
But she's enjoyed. I'm just so thankful for that. And I so helped Mr. Rose and Brother Williams yesterday.
Amen.
I came here to plant flowers, mm-hmm. to feed my flowers. And they were here. She had drove. When I drove the car by, nobody was here. And then when I got ready to get out of the car, he had drove up.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to the window and it was Sister Rose.
Yes.
And she said they're doing fine.
Yes.
The Lord has been good through this COVID.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And as he's talking about falling and said, I have my past fall, but these hips
Yes.
You know, it feels like I'm going to go down every now and then as I start praying, Lord. Carry me back to the bed, Lord. Take me all the way.
Yes.
So just continue to remember me that you'll hold me up.
Amen. 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 Remember Sister Carol. Remember her granddaughter in North Carolina who's receiving the word of God. And we thank God for that and is enjoying it. We praise God for that. And we're just so thankful. She's getting text messages. And I believe we sent her Sunday school book. So she wants, yes. Listening on the radio. Amen. Amen. So thank God for that. Like you said, we don't know how the Spirit of God will move convincing men of sin, but we know he does move. And so we thank God for that. So continue to remember her and her family down in North Carolina, and continue to remember Sister Carol in body, that God would strengthen her and allow her to go doing the will of God. Because we know that the Lord gives her the strength. She's going to go. She's going to go and doing the will of God. And so we thank God for you and pray God continue to touch and bless you. Amen.
Sister Blake, likewise, remember sister now, her name is Whitney Dixon. She's out of Zanesville. She's been getting the morning text. And so Saturday I talked with her on the phone and she gave her life to the Lord. And
praise God.
Trust in the Lord that, you know, she will continue to run on for the Lord. She's supposed to do her confession this morning in Zanesville. So
thank God. Praise our God. Amen. Sister Whitney Dixon. Amen.
Yeah, I have her on my phone.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. It's just the way the Lord works. Amen. 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 As even Scripture said, Paul plants, Apollos waters, but God gives the increase. And so we thank God for that. Amen. So a new name written down in glory. Praise our God. Thank God. I continue to remember Sister Lillian. I talked with her this morning. She's not feeling well at all. She's just cold and cough. And I asked her if she had any kind of other symptoms of COVID. She said no. She said she's no sore throat, no none of that, but she's not really feeling well at all. So she's got a cold. She said one cold, and then it seems to be followed. Just gets over that and followed by another cold. And so just continue to remember her much in prayer. Continue to remember me and my eyes as well. I thank Pastor Jenkins for her prayers for my eyes. Continue to remember me in prayer. I'll try to discern, use what God has given me. Amen.
Sister Holmes, I want to ask and thank the saints for their prayers on my behalf and my family's health to enable me to be able to have strength to hear the word of God and I keep it hid in my heart.
Yes. Amen. Amen, Sister Holmes. Amen.
Sister Blake, I think. Go ahead.
Yes. Amen. Remember Sister Carol and her eye appointment tomorrow. Amen. I have an eye appointment on Tuesday, likewise. Amen. All general requests. Amen. We all need something from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Sister Millicent will take us to the throne of grace. If anyone has a special need, the altar is always available to us. We thank God for that. There's not a time when the altar is closed and God will not hear. And so if anyone has a special request, come forward to an altar of prayer. Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Byron.
Keep me in your prayers that I'm doing the will of God. And they did total Madeline's car. So they wrote her a check for the other one, but it was enough. They did enough to pay it off.
Yes.
But, you know, she had put a couple thousand. you know, she just got that car. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady at Ford, through the Ford factory, so that's how she got it, said, we'll talk to you about it and we'll try to work out. But she wants a little bit to put down on the new, on another car.
Sure.
They just want to take, they took care. She had the gap insurance and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd be praying for her.
Right? Yes. Sure. Yes. 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 Amen. 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 Thank God. Brother Byrene's request to remember him in prayer, and we thank God for him, and also to remember Madeline, and that they totaled her car out, and knowing that that God is able to work it out, so that the car that was totaled out was not that old. And so we know God is able to work. God is able to touch the hearts of even those people. They may not be saved, but God is able to touch their hearts, same way that God touched Rahab's heart. And God will use whomsoever he will to benefit the saints, to benefit his people, and his people's children. Yeah, there are, I know, when I was still unsaved, there, I know blessings that I received because of my mother and dad, because they were praying. And it's other saints were praying, and my grandmother and other saints, and there were blessings that I received. And so we're praying, we'll be praying that way, that God will bless. God already blessed in protecting her life. As bad as that accident was, God has already blessed, and God is able to continue his blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 336? I must tell Jesus. 336, we'll sing verse 1 through 3. Then the horse. 336.
Amen. I must tell Jesus.
Excuse me.
Jesus. All of my trials, I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He always loves and cares for. I must tell Jesus all of my trouble. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver. Make a tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, he all my sorrows will share. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus.
Jesus alone.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord for his many blessings and his kindness and mercies unto even myself. And I don't know why my heart's racing, but I just truly thank the Lord. And the Lord showed me on Saturday, I was traveling down the road and, excuse me, Friday afternoon. And he told me then, he said, Sister Blake's going to call you for prayer on Sunday. This was Friday. And I was just, I was traveling. I was thinking on the Lord and reciting some scriptures. And he just brought to me, he says, Sister Blake's going to call you Sunday for prayer. And when I went to give my prayer request and spoke out, and the Lord just said, that's okay. You're going to be praying. And she hadn't called me yet. And then when she said, Sister Millicent, my heart started racing. And I don't know whether it's because, you know, confirming the Lord's word, what he said or what, but I just truly thank the Lord that I'm one, his child. And I hear him when he speaks to me. And just remember me in prayer that I always be what the Lord would have me to be. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts one more time just to say thank you. Father, you've been so good to each and every one of us, dear Father, and how you have blessed us throughout this past week, dear God. Now the start of a new week, dear God, you've allowed us to come into your house, dear Father, to gather in your name one more time to worship you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we don't know the extent of this day on any of us, but Lord God, we just say thank you that you allowed us to be in your house this morning one more time to say thank you, dear God, to see the saints, to pray, and to be around them, dear God, to hear the blessed word, to hear the requests and all that you've done for them, even in the past week, dear Father. Lord, many requests have come forth. I may not remember them all, but Lord God, we know thou knowest them. And Father, we ask that you would bless according to your precious will and glory. Father, we ask that you remember Brother Jackson, dear God. Didn't hear a request, dear Father, but you know it's on his mind, dear Father, as he always gives a request for his children and his grandchildren, dear Father, that they be saved before it's everlasting too late. Father, your protection upon William as he travels, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we think of him often, dear God, praying for him, dear God. And even as I seen this thing on the program on yesterday, I believe it was, of a semi during the storm, dear God, it was a hurricane, I mean, a tornado, dear Father. And another gentleman was driving behind it, dear Father, him and his wife, and they were trying to get out of the area, dear Father, where the storm was, dear God. And he looked up and seen this semi, and he used to be a semi driver for many years, he said. And he thought to himself, why is he out here in that rig? And Father, he asked his wife to put that camera on the truck just in case something were to happen, but hoping that nothing would, dear God. And couldn't have been 5 minutes, dear God, and the winds toppled that truck over, dear God. And Father, we thank you, dear Father, the gentleman got out of the truck, dear Father, and was able to walk, dear Father, to the vehicle to get in, dear God. He called authorities. And Father, we just say thank you, dear God, because many times, dear Father, we hear on the news of vehicles turning over, dear God, and turning over on top of other vehicles. And Father, you have been merciful unto each and every one of us as we travel up and down the highways, dear God. We look at that odometer, dear God, and on the miles, dear Father, that we see upon it. Father, not only on one vehicle, but dear God, some of us have had several vehicles, and you have allowed us, dear God, to not have any accidents, dear Father, befall us. And we just say thank you this morning, dear God, for your mercy, your hand of grace, and just love that you have upon us. Father, we ask that you remember him and his family, dear God. Remember Brother Jackson and his neighborhood, dear Heavenly Father, as he spoke of them, dear God, the other day. And we just ask that you continue to help him, dear God, to continue to walk uprightly before thee. Father, they see and they know, dear Father, the difference in his life. So, Father, we ask that you would continue to bless him, dear Father, strengthen Brother Jackson in every way he stands in need of, dear Father. Lord God, the work that he does for thee and your house, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless him, strengthening, dear Father. Likewise, remember Sister Maria, dear God. And Father, she didn't give a request, but you know the request that may have been up on her heart, dear Father. We ask that you be with her, dear Father. Lord God, even as she spoke of those on her job, dear God. And Father, we just ask that you would bless her and keep her, dear Father. They see the difference in her life, dear God. Even if they don't see her right now physically, dear God, but they know her as a witness, dear Father. Nor God, what she will or won't do. So, Father, we ask that you continue to be with her, dear Father. Strengthen her, dear God, even as she cares for her children, dear God. Bless her, dear Father. Strengthen her in every way she stands in need of. Likewise, her companion, Brother DeAndre, dear Father. Be with him on his job, dear God, while he's there this morning. Your arms of protection we need, dear Father, to be around him, dear Father. Bless him and keep him, dear God. Father, strengthen him, dear God, in your word, dear Father. And even in his home, as he cares for his children and his wife, dear Father, we ask your protection, even upon him, dear Father. And we ask that you remember Shelvinus, dear Father, why she too works at the airport, dear God. And Father, so many that she comes in contact with, dear Father. A lot of people she works with, the airline that's overseas, dear Father. So we ask that you be with her and keep her, dear Father. Lord God, most of all, speak to her soul that she find thee before it's everlasting too late, dear God. Father, remember the children, dear Father, and her companion, Tony, dear Father, in a mighty way, dear God. Father, we ask that you would bless them and keep them, dear Father. Speak to their souls, dear Father. Lord, they're at the age of accountability, some of them, dear Father. So we're asking this morning that you continue to speak to their hearts, dear God. Give them what they stand in need of as they go to and fro in school, dear Father. We ask your protection upon them, dear Father. Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would just bless. Father, remember, dear God, Sister Webb, in a mighty way, you know and see what she stands in need of. You heard her request this morning, dear Father, and we ask that you would just bless her. Keep her, dear Father. Strengthen her, dear God, in her body, dear God. Remember her children. Remember her daughter, dear God, with the legs of the circulation, dear Father. We ask that you bless her, dear Father. Strengthen her, dear God, and most of all, speak to her soul that she seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear God. Remember her companion, Father, we pray. Remember her brother, dear God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless them all, dear Father, her grandchildren, dear God. Strengthen them, dear God, and most of all, strengthen Sister Webb, dear Father, Lord God, in that household, dear God, and on her job, dear Father, her witness, dear Father, that those that she speaks with on at her job, dear God, that she sits down and studies with. Lord, we ask that you would bless her in a mighty way, dear God. Father, we pray and we just thank you for Sister Webb. Guide her and protect her, dear Father, we pray. Father, remember Sister Smith. You know what she too stands in need of, dear God. We thank you for Sister Smith and all that you have done for her, dear Father. Beautiful saint of thee, dear Father, we ask that you continue to bless her and keep her, dear God. Father, give her the strength she stands in need of as she cares for those, dear Father, at the homestead, dear God. Father, you've blessed her to see 4 years, dear Father, of service, dear Father, working for these people. Now, Father, we ask that you would continue to bless her, Father. Strengthen her. Give her what she stands in need of, dear God, in her body, Lord Father, in her soul, dear Father. And as she cares for others, no doubt sharing your precious word with them that she cares for. Father, we ask that you would just bless her. Remember her children, her grandchildren, dear Father, her nephew, dear God, all those that she asked for prayer for, dear Father, we ask that you bless them. Remember her sister Fifi, dear God, in a mighty way, dear God. Give strength where she stands in need of. Father, we ask that you would lead, guide, and protect, dear God, but most of all, speak to their souls that they seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear God. Father, they've grown up right here, dear Father. Heard the word, dear Father, so they know the difference, dear God. No doubt, Father, because you said in your word, dear Father, train them up in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart. That word is there, dear God. Even when you're out there in the world and you do something that you know you shouldn't be, you remind us, dear Father. When we were out there, you reminded us, dear God, because we grew up under the word also, dear Father. We say thank you, dear God. Just ask that you bless them. Keep them, dear Father, we pray. Father, remember Sister Beverly. You heard her request, dear God, and we just say thank you for her. We ask that you continue to bless and keep her, dear Father. We thank you for her loved one, dear Father, that's listening to your word, dear God, and enjoying the word. Father, we ask, dear Father, you know her life. I don't, dear God, whether she does or doesn't know thee. But, Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, if she doesn't, that she seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear Heavenly Father. Time is truly winding up, dear God, and if she knows thee, dear God, to continue to be strong in thee, dear Father, we pray. Father, we thank you for it, dear God, even though she's miles away, dear God, but your word is able to travel. We thank you for our system, dear Father, and which you have given us, dear God, to be able to go out, dear Father, to the different lands, dear God, and we just ask that you continue to bless, Father, and keep, dear God, even as I looked, I believe it was last Sunday or last Friday, dear Father, and we were already at 3,000 and some people, dear Father, that have seen your word, dear Father, and heard your word already over the broadcast. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to allow your word to go forth, dear Father. Lord God, they may not be here in this house. It may not be a full house, dear Father, and it may never be a full house. but it is full on the outside, dear God. The word is getting out there, Heavenly Father, through the radio land. And Father, for this, we are truly thankful, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, for Pastor Wilbur, dear God, who started it, dear Father. You have led him, dear God, to reach out to the different ones, dear Father, in Africa and Tennessee, dear Father, and Kentucky, wherever it was going, dear Father. And Lord God, the tapes went out, dear Father. And we don't send the tapes now, dear God, but your word is out online, Father, and they're able to go up and pull it out up at any time and listen to your word. And we are truly thankful, dear God, your word is getting out. You said in your word, dear Father, that everyone would know about thee, dear Father. And so we're trusting, dear God, that we know you're staying to your word, dear Father, but help us stand true, dear God, to continue to send it out, dear Father, and that the airways are open, dear God, to hear your precious word. We just pray that those that are hearing, dear Father, are getting their lives right with thee before it's everlasting too late, dear Father, we beg of thee. Father, we ask that you remember Sister Regina, dear Father. Lord God, bless and keep her, dear God. Be with her, dear Father. Lord, you know all about what's going on, dear Father, at her homestead, dear Father. We ask that you bless them, dear God. And Father, on this Lord's Will Wednesday, dear Father, due to get some booster shots, dear Father, we ask that you would be with each and every one that is lined up to get these shots, dear Father. We ask that you bless according to your will. Touch her in her body, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear God. Father, I think she says she has an appointment this week, dear Father. We ask that you bless her as she goes to that appointment, dear Father. Lead, guide, and protect her, dear God. Likewise, Sister Beverly has an eye appointment this week. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father, we pray. Father, remember Sister Blake, dear God, who has an eye appointment this week, dear Father. We ask that you touch upon her, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of. Father, as she stands before you to do your work and your will, dear Father, strengthen her in her eyes, dear Father. Lord, as she's doing paperwork, dear Father, and numbers, dear Father, help her, dear God, we pray. Father, you know all about our eyes, dear Father, and we've been praying, dear God, that you would continue to strengthen her, dear Father. Lord, take the fuzziness away or the blurriness away, whatever it may be, the haze, dear Father. We ask that you would touch her in a mighty way, dear God. Give her the strength she too stands in need of, dear God, as she leans upon thee, dear Father, in every walk of her way, as she goes in her way. Father, we ask that you would bless her and keep her, dear Father. Be with her, Lord, as she goes to her eye doctor, dear God. We're just praying that she'll have a good report, dear Heavenly Father, and her eyes would be strengthened each morning that she opens her eyes, that the fuzz and the haze would not be so strong upon her that she can't see very well. Father, we're trusting in thee, and I know she's trusting in thee to carry her through, dear Father. Lord, remember her even with the gout that she had, dear Father, she spoke of this morning. It could have an effect on it, dear Father. So, Lord, we're asking that you would bless her and touch her in her body, dear God. Clear whatever it may be up, dear Father. Lord God, we know you can, because you did in the Bible days, dear Father, when you walked upon this land, Father, you took clay and touched it upon a man's eyes, dear Father. If you put spittle upon it, dear God, and he opened his eyes and he could see, dear Heavenly Father. One, the things were upside down. He seen trees, dear Father, but things were upside down. But you touched him again, Lord, and he was able to see, dear Father. So, Father, we're asking this morning that you would touch upon Sister Blake, dear God, that she will be able to see clearly, dear Heavenly Father, to do your will and your word, dear Father, we pray. Father, we thank you for all that you have done, Lord God, as you brought to my mind, Brother Byrene. Father, here's a request, dear God. I remember him standing one Sunday and saying about his eyes, dear God, I couldn't see well out of one, but you had the other he could see out of, dear God. And as he stands here this morning, dear Father, he's able to see out of both of his eyes, dear God. Father, for this we praise your holy name, dear God, and just say thank you. So we have many witnesses before us, dear Father, and we know you're able to touch Sister Blake, dear God, that she can see again through her eyes in which you have given her to see, dear Father. Bless her and keep her, dear Father. Give her the guidance in which she stands in need of.
Amen.
Father, we ask that you continue to remember Brother Byrene, dear God. You heard his request. Father, we ask that you remember Madeline in a mighty way, dear God. We thank you for her, dear Father, and she brought her through, dear Father, this accident she came through, and ask that you continue to touch her in her body, dear God, and heal her, dear Father. Lord, as when I last spoke with her via the phone, dear Heavenly Father, she said she was coming along. She wasn't as much pain, dear Father. She still had some, but not as much as she had at the beginning. So, Father, we ask that you would continue to touch her in her body and strengthen her, dear God. And, Lord, you know the situation with the car, the vehicle, dear Father. We're asking, dear Father, that you bless, dear Father. We know you're able, Father, so we just leave it in your hands, dear Father, and say thank you even now, dear Father, what you're going to do. Asking, dear Father, that you allow her to know the saints are praying. Her Father brought the request, dear Father, as he told her he would. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember Madeline in a mighty way. Father, strengthen her, God, but Father, continue to speak to her soul that she seek thee before it's everlasting, too late, dear God. Father, her likewise, KJ, dear Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. They need to be saved, dear Father. We ask that you bless in a mighty way, dear Father. Give grace and strength where it's needed. Father, we ask that you remember Sister Jenkins in a mighty way. Father, you know what she stands in need of. You heard her request, dear Heavenly Father. All the blessed requests we heard this morning of Sister Wendy, dear God. Father, we say thank you, dear God. Your word is not going out void, dear Father. There are those that are still seeking thee, dear Heavenly Father. And to hear that this young lady gave her life to thee, dear God. Father, not in a church, dear Father, but she's hearing the word through the phone, dear God. And we say thank you, dear God. Thank you, Father, for your word going out, dear Father. It's still reaching souls that are lost in this dying world, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you remember Sister Wendy in a mighty way, dear God, as she stands before the saints at Zanesville Church of God, dear Father. Lord God, and let them know that she gave her life to thee, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you help her to continue to walk. Father, there may be days that it's so hard, dear Father, but Lord God, we've been there. You brought us through, dear Father, because we kept looking up to thee, dear God, and trusting that you would bring us through, dear Father, in the years that you've brought us. So, Father, we ask that you remember our new sister, the saint of thee, dear Father, your new child, dear Father, Sister Wendy, in a mighty way. Strengthen her, dear Father. Help her to be an encouragement and a light to someone else who is seeking thee, dear Father, that hasn't stepped out yet. And, Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you bless, lead, guide, and protect her, Father, we pray. Father, we ask that you remember the other requests Sister Jenkins had. I don't remember them all, but you know. Father, we ask that you be with each and every one, dear Father. Some have been ex-co-workers, dear Father. Lord God, have been ill and are doing better, dear Father, and some not even better, dear God. Some have lost, have went on to meet thee, dear Father. Lord God, so we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear Father. I think of little Caleb, dear Father, and his little body you've touched, dear Father. He's been healed, dear Father, of his cancer that was in his body, dear God. Father, we ask that you remember little Kingston that's still on the bulletin, dear Father. You know all about this little child, dear Father. We ask that you bless. Remember his parents, dear God. I don't know whether they know thee, but you know, dear God. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would bless, lead, guide, and protect, dear Father, each and every one, dear Father. Remember her as she stands before us this morning, dear Father. Give Sister Jenkins the strength she stands in need of, dear Father. As our pastor, dear Father, here in the house of God, dear God, we ask that you bless her. Strengthen her in her body, dear Father. Give her what she stands in need of. Strengthen her in her legs, dear Father. Lord, she took a fall this morning. And Father, we just say thank you, dear God. She didn't get hurt, dear Father. She was able to get up. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you bless us. Keep us, dear Father. Lord, we know you're able to make it that she doesn't even feel hurt upon tomorrow once she lays down and gets back up. But Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen her, dear God, as she stands before us yet this morning, Father, to proclaim the truth of your precious word. We ask that you bless her, lead her, guide her, and protect her. Father, remember Sister Melita in the room, dear Father. She's, we thank you, dear Father, for her, dear God, and her request, dear God. Of she's been to the eye doctor, and her eyes haven't gotten any worse, dear Father. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless her, Father. You know all about the condition in her body. And Father, we just ask that you would strengthen her, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of. Lead, guide, and direct her, dear Father. We thank you for Jasmine being with us this morning, who was out last week, dear Father. They believe she had the COVID, but we found out she didn't. Father, for this, we're thankful, dear God. And we just say thank you, Father, for your touch, dear God. Remember others who have it, dear God. Father, remember Hannah, dear God, and received a note on last night that she has COVID, dear Father. So we ask, you remember Hannah and the family, dear God. Father, remember Nicholas and Nicole and all of those that are in the household, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear Father. Speak to hearts, speak to souls, dear Father. Lord God, so many think this is a hoax. But Lord God, you're letting them to see, dear Father. This is not a hoax, dear Father. People are dying day by day. When I heard on the news the other day, and I don't know if it's gotten any higher, dear God, but when I heard this doctor say we've lost 600 children, Lord, my heart just sunk. And I thought, 600 children have died from this illness. Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to open our eyes and to see, dear God. Help us to run, dear Father, for thee, dear God, before it's everlasting too late. Father, help us that are holding on, dear Father, to continue to hold on, because we don't know when our last breath may be. We don't know that we won't get this illness. We don't know underlying conditions that could be in our bodies, dear God, that could take us out, dear Father. Lord, but it's only by your will, dear Father, if it should take us. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just bless, dear God, comfort the hearts of these parents that are grieving over these little children that they've lost, dear God. It hurts us to see when adults pass on, dear God, but when we look at our little children, dear God, and this illness is sweeping the land, it knows no name. Father, and it's taking our little ones, dear God. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you bless. Father, that you would lead, guide, and protect, dear God. Give grace where it's needed. Father, remember others who have requests, dear God, that I don't remember or wasn't spoken. We ask that you bless according to your will. Father, remember the young lady was in our class this morning. Speak to her soul, dear Father. Lord God, she needs thee. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless. Lead, guide, and protect her, Father. Remember Sister India, dear God. I've seen her this morning. Bless her and keep her, dear Father. Give her what she stands in need of. Remember her little daughter, Infinity, dear God. We ask that you bless her, dear Father. Strengthen her in her little body, dear God. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear God. Father, we ask that you remember Sister Kiba in a mighty way, dear God. Haven't seen her yet this morning, but thou knowest, dear Father. We ask that you bless her, dear Father. Keep her, dear Father. Give her the grace and strength in which she stands in need of, dear God. We ask that she would just bless according to your will. Remember Officer Todd, dear Father, in a mighty way, dear God. Protect him, dear Father. Lord God, even while he's out in the parking lot, dear God, we ask your protection. Father, there's so many drive-by shootings, dear Father. Things are happening, dear God. And Father, bullets don't know names, dear Father. So we ask your protection upon him, even as he's here in the parking lot, dear God, and on his job, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his family, dear God, his wife and his young children, dear God, in a mighty way. Remember Brother Reggie Jackson, dear God. We thank you for him and thank you for seeing him this morning. Ask that you would bless him and keep him, dear Father. Give him the strength he stands in need of. Father, remember his wife, Miss Nancy, dear God, in a mighty way. Be with her, bless and keep her, dear Father. Speak to her soul. Father, one day we would love to see her walk through these doors, dear Father. Lord God, and give her heart to thee, dear Father. Not even just here, dear God, but she can give her heart as a witness before Brother Jackson at the house. So, Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you be with her. Let her know we pray for her, dear Father. She's not left out, dear God. Her name is called out, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father, remember Brother Mann. We thank you for him, dear God, and ask that you continue to bless him and keep him, Father. As he asked this morning to remember the neighborhood, dear Father, we ask that you bless in a mighty way, dear Father. Lord, he didn't even say remember him as he took a fall on Friday. And, Father, we say thank you, dear God. He said he hit his head pretty hard, dear Father, upon the floor, dear God. And we say thank you, dear God. You allowed him to be able to turn around and crawl over to the couch and pull himself up, dear Father, with your strength, dear God. Father, this morning we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for touching him, dear God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. He says his hands and his arm are a little sore, but we thank you, Father, for touching him, dear God. He's here in the house of God this morning. He didn't allow it to keep him back home, dear Father. For this we say thank you, dear God. He said he wanted to press his way. And, Father, he pressed his way. I noticed this morning before he got in my vehicle, he was moving a little slow, not knowing that what had happened, dear God. But, Father, you blessed. And we say thank you, dear God. We thank you for the prayers. We thank you, dear God, that you allow us to pray for one another throughout the week. Because we don't know what's happening in each other's homes, dear God, until we hear, dear God. So, Father, we thank you, dear God, that we send up prayers and timbers for each other throughout the week, calling one another's names out, dear God. There's times you lay our name on our hearts, dear God, maybe even through the night. You wake us up, dear Father, and a name is laid upon us. We begin to pray, dear God, not knowing that something's wrong, dear God. But, Lord God, for whatever reason, you laid that name upon us. And, Father, we begin to pray, and then later in the week, we hear they took a fall or something happened or they were rushed to the hospital. And, Father, we say thank you, dear God, that you had us pray, dear God, and they got them there, dear God, and they're doing all right. So, Father, we thank you, dear God, for the prayers that go up for each of us throughout the week, asking, dear God, that you continue to bless and keep us, Father. Make us a way out of no way, dear God, we pray. Father, remember Brother Pierre, dear Father, in a mighty way. Not sure if he's in yet, dear God, but you know all about him. Father, we ask that you would bless, keep him, dear Father. Give him the strength he stands in need of, Father. Lead, guide, and protect him on his job as he goes to and fro each and every day. Father, we ask that you remember even Sister Holmes, dear God. Bless her and keep her, dear Father. You know all about her, dear God. Thank you, dear Father. She's on the line, dear Father, able to hear, dear Father, the prayers going up in the services, dear Father, the song service for thee. Father, we ask that you bless her and keep her in her right mind, dear Father, as she too is growing older. They were on my mind the other day, dear Father, and I was just thanking you, dear Father, for the longevity in which you've given her. And I was naming the different ones, her and Brother Mann and Sister Carol, Lord's will, in another month or two. And she would see 90, dear Father, and I was just thanking you, dear Father, for the saints that you let to see 90 and you let to see 100, dear God, that were present in our in here with us, dear Father. And Lord God, your word is true, dear Father, so we just ask that you bless. Be with them, Father. Watch over and protect them, dear God, we pray. Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy upon myself. Thank you for all that your protection you give me, dear God. Thank you for your protection in my home on the other night, dear Father, the other morning. The alarm was going off. I didn't know what was going on, dear Father, but you knew. Father, and I thank you how you kept me calm, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, my heart didn't start racing, dear Father, as it has in the past, dear Father, when something has happened and Father, being startled and woken up during the middle of the night like that. And Father, as they called, dear Father, to check on me through the alarm system, I thank you, dear God, you went with me through the house to check, dear Father, as they were on the phone, dear God, to make sure nothing was wrong or nothing was open, dear God. And all I could think was that the wind was blowing when I went to bed that night and that possibly the wind was still blowing and blew against that door to cause it to jar just enough, dear Father, to set the alarm off. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, your keeping hand and your watch over my home. I ask that you would continue to bless. Lead, guide, and protect me, dear Father. Give me the strength I stand in need of because I'm always looking to thee, dear God. I don't have anyone else to look to, dear Father. Neither do any of us, dear God, so we always look to thee first. Lord, Father, for direction and what to do, dear Father, where to go and how to say and how to do. So, Father, I ask that you bless according to your will. Lord God, also I ask that you remember, Lord God, I have to take Max in on this Wednesday, dear Father, for some shots, dear God, and took him in last week, dear Father, and he nipped at the doctor, dear Father, so he's got to have a muzzle put on, dear God. I just ask that you bless. He's never had a muzzle, and Father, they've given me medication to give him to kind of slow him down before I bring him in. So, Father, I'm just asking that you would allow me to get this muzzle on him. Father, that he can get his shots, dear God, that he needs. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father, you allowed us to have these little animals. So, Father, I thank you, dear God. And I thank you for all that you've done. I ask that you continue to bless. Remember my co-workers, dear God, that have had COVID, and some are coming around. Some are doing better. Father, just ask that you continue to bless and keep them, Father. Make a way out of no way, dear God, we pray. Now, Father, we ask that you would bless us in this service, the furtherance. Lead, guide, and protect us, dear God. Give us the strength we each stand in need of. We ask these and all blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, amen. Thank God. Praise God.
Amen. Praise our God. Amen.
Thank God.
The choir will go back and sing next door till next Sunday.
Okay. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his goodness. I thank God for the spirit of God.
Amen.
Because Sister Millicent said that the Lord told her Friday that I would call her to pray. But the Lord didn't tell me until just before I called her to pray. But that's how the Spirit of God works. Praise God. Thank God for being obedient in the Spirit.
Amen.
And Sister Millicent has just told me that after the close of the
offering. The choir will not come today. Choir will come, Lord's will, on next Sunday. Before you to lift the morning offering, this is the third Sunday of January. So the special offering for today is for the food pantry. And we may place the offering for the food pantry in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. But we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the foregoing prayers, dear God, both of them, at the beginning of service, dear God, and for the season of prayer that was just rendered, dear God, through the Spirit by Sister Millicent. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, combine our prayers, bind our prayers together unto thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless, dear God, and pray, Lord, that you would hear our cries, dear Father. Dear God, on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of others, dear God. And Lord, even intercessory prayers for souls, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive, dear God, our tithes and offerings, dear Father, as we bring them into the storehouse. We pray, dear God, that you would use them according to your glory and your honor, dear God. For, Lord, you have all wisdom, dear Father. And, Lord, that is being brought into the storehouse, Lord, all belongs to you. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he till every foe is conquered and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet full obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. You that are brave now, serve him against unnumbered foes, till courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus. And in his strength alone, the arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls for danger. Be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To those who conquer evil, the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Amen. Praise our God.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is
shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Praise our God.
Praise our God. Amen. Truly, he is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Thank God for his goodness. Thank him for his manifold blessings unto us. Thank God for faith. Thank God for being anchored in faith.
Amen.
Thank God for giving voice to our faith and singing songs of praise, for praying the prayer of faith, and for giving testimony of how God saved us.
Amen.
Thank God for giving feet to our faith, for coming to the house of God, for going those places that God would have
praise
us to go.
God.
Thank God. Thank God for the shield of faith. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
So thankful for service thus far. Thank God for the Spirit of God who has manifested himself in our midst. At this time, we have no doubt that the Spirit of God will continue to manifest himself through the preaching of the Word of God. And so we're going to lift up Pastor Jenkins in prayer before she comes before us, knowing that she's going to be preaching in the power of the Spirit. And so we have to receive God's Word in the power of the Spirit. And so we'll stand to have a word of prayer before she comes before us.
My God.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your blessings, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for your mighty power, dear Father. Lord, wherewith, dear God, you are able, Lord, to lift us out of a miserable life of sin. Lord, wherewith, dear God, Lord, you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you, dear God, for the power of your word, dear Father, Lord, which is able to speak peace to our hearts, dear God, when our souls were troubled, dear God. Lord, when we were bogged down in sin, dear God, Lord, without a remedy, dear Father. Lord, you gave your son to die on a cruel cross, Lord, as the cure for our sin-sick souls. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for what you have already done. Father, we pray, dear God, that your anointing be on your word, dear Father, as it goes forth. We pray, dear God, that you would give Pastor Jenkins utterance, dear God, through the Spirit to preach the word of God. Lord, we're praying, dear God, for every ear that is hearing, every ear that is listening, dear God, to the message that you're going to send forth, dear God. And we pray, dear Father, Lord, that souls would be touched. Lord, for those who are as yet unsaved, dear God, Lord, that your Spirit, Lord, would speak to their hearts, Lord, and they would surrender, dear God, to your call on their lives. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, who are believers, Father, to receive your word, Lord, that we may be established in the faith, Lord, that we may be built up in thee, dear God, Lord, to walk, dear God, according to your statutes. Have your way, dear God. Give Pastor Jenkins strength, dear God, to proclaim your word. Give us, Lord, strength to obey your word, dear God, and walk in the light, Lord, as you shine it on our pathway. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly, I thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be here. Giving honor to Sister Blake. I thank God for your beautiful prayer. Thank God for the beautiful service thus far. Amen. The beautiful prayer he gave Sister Millicent and the songs. Just thanking God for his goodness to us today. Amen. I know they're saying it's going to snow today outside, but it's warm in here. Amen. Maybe a little cold outside, but it's warm here in the house of God. And we thank God for that. And God, for each and every one that's here. And as we said, let's keep a special prayer upon our heart for our dear brother man who took a nasty fall the other day. He's here, but we know God is able to touch him and heal him in his body. And you know he's up in age, and so we want to pray that God will continue to bless and be with him. We thank you for you, dear brother, and ask God's blessings upon you. In our hearing, we read Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and as you know, we've been going through this series. And on the armor of God, I believe, Lord willing, next Sunday probably will be the finish of it, but we'll go as far as the Lord gives us and continue on. Verse 11 is where we're going to start this morning to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you. I trust you have your Bibles and a writing instrument. I know some say I go a little fast, but pray that you will be able to get down some of the scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God that I was listening to the prayer this morning of Sister Millicent, and she was praying, and she mentioned the late Elder Wilbert, and I thank God that he taught us the right way, saints.
Yes.
And I thank God the truth and word is still being taught here right now.
Amen.
Even from our Sunday school, Wednesday night service, and Sunday morning service, truth of God's eternal word is still being taught, and I thank God for it, because many have gone away from this truth. But I thank God that we are standing, saints of God, and that we will continue to stand on God's eternal word. Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God grants me liberty this afternoon. I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, the armor of God. We left off on last Lord's Day talking about the helmet of salvation. As we have said throughout this series, the redeemed are engaged in a spiritual warfare, and our enemy, the devil, is powerful, determined, and relentless. Verse 10 of our scripture reading says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world." Thanks to God, do we not see this today? Against spiritual wickedness in high places. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Praise our God. You see, the devil comes against the people of God with various wiles. And wiles are nothing more than schemes, nothing more than tricks, deception, and ploys. The devil is nothing more than a con artist. And if we allow him, he will try and take over us. Yes, he does everything in his power to destroy the lives of mankind. He has one goal, and that is to turn souls away from Almighty God. And to those of us that are saved, he's trying to destroy our faith. And I thank God, Sister prayed about that. He's trying to destroy our walk with the Lord by trying to draw our attention away from the God of glory that you and I serve. He's at all these distractions that are going on in our lives right now. He's got all these things that are happening, and many of them are happening each and every day. We're hearing of something else that is going on. I can remember Brother Byrene saying one time on a Wednesday night, Brother Byrene was telling us about how all these things that are happening in the land, this all came from sin. It started from the garden when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, and this is all inside of that umbrella that the devil is operating under. And we see it today. And this is why the Bible commands us in our scripture reading to put on the whole armor of God. You see, God has given us the armor so that we go forward in him, not backwards, but forward in the Lord. Oh, saints of God, Jesus in Luke, the 10th chapter, gave us power. He says there, turn with me for a moment to Luke 10, verse 19. He says these words here in this scripture reading, and I thank the Lord that is left on record for us, because saints of God, There are many people in our world right now that are allowing the enemy to overcome them. They're allowing the enemy to turn them around. Many have said they've set their foot forward for Almighty God, and then they get there and they realize this is not the way they want to go. They began to get out there to serve the Lord, and then the enemy began to woe in their mind of things going on. The enemy will bring back old things from years ago, and then they can't stand. They began to wonder, why are these things happening to me? Oh, saints of God, we've got to have on the armor to begin to be able to stand against these things. Oh, yes, these are the wiles. These are the tricks of the enemy. These are the schemes the devil uses. Why? Because the devil wants you to come back to him. He's got our children right now so mixed up on so many things. Many of them are out there on the internet, saints of God. They're out there looking at demonic things. They're out there on the internet getting involved in a whole bunch of things they ought not to be involved in. And many of them are walking around from head to toe in solid black. They got black fingernails, black lipstick, black this, black that, all on. That is nothing but us, Satan, the devil, and he is coming in as a flood upon our children. But saints of God, we've got to get our children and get them in the house of God so they can hear the word of God. Oh, I know Sunday school is not in the Bible, and I've heard many say, well, there's no Sunday school in the Bible. However, Sunday school is where I was brought up, how I learned the word of God, how I learned how to quote scriptures, how I know, dear, what the word of God says about who God is. Our children today don't respect the house of God. They don't respect Almighty God because we are lacking in bringing them to the house of God. We allow them to go all over the place. We allow the enemy to have them here and there. They're at this museum, that museum. They're out on the soccer fields. They're out here on the football fields. But when it comes to coming to the house of God, we find an excuse for getting them there. Oh, but saints, we got to put on the whole armor. Jesus gives us power over the enemy. He gives us power over these things so we can stand in these evil days. Look at what he says in verse 19 of Luke 10. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. See, he gave us power over all the power of the enemy. We don't have to succumb to the devil and anything that we are doing. He said, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this rejoice, not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. You see, we have authority, which if we use it, it will ensure that we cannot be overcome by the enemy of our soul, the devil. But we will overcome him by standing firm on the word of God in the power of God's might. You see, the choice and responsibilities are, let us use this power that we've been given by putting on the whole armor of God. And when Satan tempts us, let us recognize it for what it is. An attempt to turn us away from Almighty God. Then let us battle his lies with the truth of God's eternal word. And let us make sure, saints of God, that we are praying and with the help of believers. See, this is why forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together is important. We need each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to come together so that we can stand as one force in the Lord. You may say to me, oh, Sister Renee, I can live for the Lord at home, but that's not what the Bible says. Amen. Our Bible tells us how we ought to be, how we need to come into the house of God. You know, saints of God, it has been on my mind. You know, I hear people say that to me. Well, I'm living for the Lord at home. I can live for the Lord at home as well as I live. But that a command of Almighty God is to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of such is, the more you see the day approaching. You see, saints of God, you may be sitting at home. You hear us praying for you, but we don't hear you praying for us. We hear you hear us lifting up God, and we hear you us saying amen to the word of God, but we don't hear you.
That's right.
How do we stay home from the house of God? When David said in the 122nd division of Psalm verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I think of my dear brother, brother man. He could have easily said, I bumped my head when I fell, so I'm going to stay home and not go to church. But Brother Mann said he couldn't wait to get here to the house of God. Amen. It would have been understandable at 93 years old. Mm-hmm. But Brother Mann pressed his way to be here, and I thank God for it. I thank God for all the saints who pressed their way to Almighty God and to get to the house of God. I thank God for the fellowship. I thank God for the love of my brothers and sisters. I thank God for how they love and they care about me and they pray for me, because I can't do it without the prayers of the righteous. I can't, you can't do it without my prayers, and I can't do it without your prayers. I praise God and thank God for you. Oh, saints of God, when we come together, we can hear the testimonies, and it helps us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God, our Lord and Savior. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the testimonies on Wednesday night. I was encouraged to run on. I was encouraged when my dear sister Holmes, who's the oldest one in our congregation, when she told us how sometimes she's in pain. And she said, but she's in pain most of the time, but she still presses on for the Lord. Oh, and I thought to myself, I began to think about myself. Oh, Lord, how will I be? I'm 60 years old. She's 95. Will I be like Sister Holmes? Will I be like her when pain comes upon me? Will I continue to press on for the Lord? Or will I get to the point where I say, oh, Lord, I'm not going to put up with this. I can't go through this. When my dear sister has said she's pressed on for the Lord, there are times she's come into service on Sunday morning and she's been in pain, but we wouldn't have known it. Praise our God. Oh, she's living for the Lord, and we thank God for that. Thank God for his word, saints of God. You see, the Bible says in James 4, verse 7, he tells us in the word of God, if we want to resist the devil, we've got to submit ourselves to the Lord. He says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, saints of God, when we yield ourselves wholly to the things of Almighty God, we are able to stand firm, and we can refuse to go along or give in to the devil and all the things he's trying to get us to give into. You see, when we do as God has commanded in his word, we are told in Romans 16, verse 20, we shall bruise Satan under our feet shortly. You see, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with us. Praise our God. God works within us to control the devil. Do you believe that this afternoon? Oh, there were some of us, saints of God, we had some vices when we were out there in this world. We may have smoked, drank, did drugs, lied, still cheated, was out there being promiscuous, whatever. We might have been. Those are vices of the old man. And now that we're saved, those things are still going on in the world. And the enemy may try to tempt us, but we know that our Heavenly Father will give us what we need within us to control this old flesh that we live in. How many know what I'm talking about? You may have been a liar out there in the world, but oh, Thank God he has given you now a tongue of Jesus Christ. You don't have to lie anymore. You may have been a cheater. He's now given you the spirit where you don't have to cheat, lie, or steal. Praise our God. You may have smoked. You may have did drugs and alcohol, but God can take that taste out of your mouth that you don't have to want an ounce of liquor or you don't have to want a cigarette. Praise our God. How do you know that, Sister Renee? From the testimonies of the saints of God, that God has delivered them from those things. Praise our God. Oh, yeah, we were out there in sin, saints. We're not proud of it. But thank God for delivering us. Praise our God. You see, having on the whole armor of God enables us to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, saints of God, you see, the enemy of our soul is angry with us. When we gave our lives to God, we are no longer citizens of Satan's kingdom, but now we are citizens of heaven. And because of this, Paul says to us these words. Turn with me to Colossians, the first chapter, and look at what Paul says there in that 12th verse. Now that we are citizens of heaven, he said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. Oh, saints of God, there's a lot for us to give thanks to God about. Oh, when you think about giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet, God took us from a rank sinner and made us now a saved child of Almighty God. There was a time we couldn't sing in the choir, but now we can sing in the choir. There was a time we could not pray to Almighty God, but now we can pray to Almighty God. There was a time we could not say hallelujah, but now we can shout and say praise hallelujah, God. Give glory amen. To Almighty God. Oh, saints, there's a lot to be thankful for. It said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. See, he's the only one that was able to make us meet to be that saints of God. Praise we couldn't God. Do it of ourselves, neither could our fathers, and neither could our mothers. But all we can thank Almighty God that he made us this way. He goes on to say, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. Have you been delivered this afternoon from the power of darkness? He went on to say, and has translated us, meaning God has taken us. He took us from the kingdom of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of light. Praise be to Almighty God. He said, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Praise our God. You think about that, saints of God. Oh, one morning we woke up a rank sinner. But when we went to bed that night, we were a child of the King. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise God. That's how God works. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one day when we woke up, we didn't know him as our Heavenly Father. But before that day was over, we could say, my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name.
Thank
praise
you,
God.
Thank you.
Praise God. Oh, that's something to thank God about. Because there was a time we couldn't, saints of God. Praise our God. Now that we are citizenship, now that we are citizens, we belong to God. We've got to stand. And when we stand, the enemy of our soul cannot overcome us, saints. You see, in this spiritual conflict, you and I have got to be committed to Jesus, no matter what the cost is. If the devil can get us to operate in fear or doubt, he gains the advantage over you and I. What do you say, Sister Renee? Oh, when the devil will have us walking around doubting and fear of who we serve, when we don't know if we come up and we want to pray to Almighty God, say we stand in need of something, and then we stand before Almighty God and we say these words, oh, Father, I don't know if you can do it. Oh, my God is able to do everything. There's nothing too hard for my Lord. Instead of us coming up and saying and doubting with fear, because see, that's what the enemy will give us. We need to come to Almighty God and say, I know that you are Almighty God. I know you are omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think by the power that worketh within me. Praise our God, saints of God. Oh, sometimes our prayers don't get answered because we don't pray right.
Amen. Amen.
We come to God questioning God and second-guessing God as to whether God is able. Do you believe our God is able? Do you know, do you believe he is able to bring you through the storms of life? Do you believe he's able, if your finances are low, to make a way for you to pay your bills? Do you know he's able, if you don't have any food, to make sure you have food in the day that you can be able to eat? Oh, the word of God has told us that, saints of God.
Yeah.
If we doubt God on that, we doubt God on the entire word of God.
Yeah.
Why? Because he said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness,
Amen.
And all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, saints, we don't have to beg. All we have to do is call upon Almighty God and live according to God's eternal word. And our God has already promised us that our God will make sure we have what we stand in need of.
Amen.
Oh, he's already told us, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Do we believe that this afternoon?
Praise
our God. You see, we've got to be strengthened every day by the truth of God's word. This is where our meditation comes in. Our reliance must be upon the word of truth. We must saturate our minds and our spirit with the word and the promises of the word. And when we do, God will impart his strength to us. We read in our scripture text, he said there in verse 10, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, God's will for his people is that we stand having our loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the gospel of peace, and having on the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and praying always and watching. You see, just as like a soldier who refuses to yield even an inch of ground to an attacking foe, God intends for you and I as the people of God to do the same thing when it comes to the things of Almighty God. We are to stand, saints of God. If we have not gained any ground, don't lose the ground that we have right now. Praise God. Don't go back on Almighty God. We're told in the word of God that he that looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Don't look back. Don't look back and say, you know, Lord, when I was out there in the world, I had it easy. I had all these little things. I could go and do this. Well, see, when you were out there in the world, there were things you were doing that you ought not to be doing. You may have been out there stealing, and that's how you were getting things. You may have been out there gambling and doing and getting some money that way. But now that you've come to Almighty God, you're living a sober and righteous life to Almighty God.
Amen.
And now you've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus.
Praise
our God. You don't worry whether the Powerball is $380 million because God is your Powerball. He
Amen.
Can make it happen. You don't have to wait for thousands and thousands. You may be one out of a million. No. Praise our God. Our God can bless you. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God can bless us all at the same time. Praise God. We don't have to worry about anybody breaking in and stealing it. Come
Amen.
On. Praise our God. Our blessings are there for us. Praise our God. We don't have to sit up all night long and watch the ticket, no. Because we already know our God is able, saints.
Amen.
He will bless us, and I thank God for all of his blessings. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Well, we can be strong in God. We can be strong in our salvation. You see, our salvation does not have to be weakened because of the time in which we are living right now. No, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. As the song lyric says, we have to fight, although we have to cry. We've got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. Are you in this until you die? Oh, this is what Paul meant when Paul penned these words. Turn with me to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And look at these words that Paul penned there. He said there in Ephesians 4 in verse 27. He says, neither give place to the devil. I thank the Lord for the testimonies on Wednesday night. I thank the Lord for Sister Maria, Lord. Lord, bless her on her job and all the saints that are on their job. I thank the Lord how she shared with us, how she stood. You know, she don't know how the outcome's going to be, but she's going to stand for Almighty God regardless. Live or die, I am the Lord. You see, the enemy will tell you, well, you know, all you have to do is just lie a little. And then Sister Maria and I were talking about it a little later on. And she was saying, well, you know, Mom, if I would have lied, she said, then I would have had to tell another lie because I had to cover up this.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have just snowballed right on into a bigger lie when you all you have to do is tell the truth.
Amen.
And God will stand behind you.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. See, there's no need for any of us to come up short or to fail Almighty God in anything he has called us to do. And if we won't, if we refuse to give place to the enemy of our soul, you see, the devil is always seeking a way to get a foothold into the doors of our lives. He has no good intention, saints, toward any one of us. Oh, I believe that this scripture in Ephesians is an exhortation which each of us as children of God need to take seriously to our hearts. Many believers today are giving place to the devil, and some of it is unconsciously because they are ignorant of his devices. But this ought not to be, saints of God. The scriptures clearly reveal to us what the enemy of our soul is capable of doing. Peter warned us in 1 Peter. Turn with me there in the fifth chapter. I believe this is a life or death matter that Peter was telling us about. He cautions us that we must be ready to resist Satan, indicating that it will not be easy for us. We are told there in verse 8, he said to be sober, and this sober is not from alcoholism. This sober is being serious in our salvation, being serious in our walk. Are we walking worthy of the vocation? Are we walking worthy of the calling that God has called us to do? Have we given Jesus our all? You know, we get on our job and we say, I gave 100. Now it's 110%. Are we giving God 110% now that we're serving Almighty God? Or are we trying to just slide our way through? No, God is looking for a people of God who are on fire for Almighty God. But look at what he says there. He said, be vigilant. Oh, saints of God, we've got to be watchful. We got to be watching at all times. He said, because your adversary, and as we said on last Lord's Day, the devil is not your friend.
He is your foe.
He said, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You see, this scripture plainly lets us know that Satan does not love us. He hates us. He is not for us. He is against us. The word adversary, as we said, means one who stands opposed. This is what Satan is all about. He opposes everything that has to do with Almighty God. He opposes everything God is trying to do with you and I in our lives. He opposes the people of God, the house of God, the word of God, and the plan of Almighty God. He stands in opposition to everything that is decent, everything that is honest, everything that is holy, everything that is righteous. He stands in opposition to that. Why? He is an adversary and not a friend. Oh, saints of God, this is why we must have on the whole armor of God. When we have on the armor, we will have our loins girt about with truth. As we said, we will have on the breastplate of righteousness. We will have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, we will take the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And we will take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. When we have on all these pieces, we will be equipped to battle against the enemy when he attacks us. And having on the armor will also enable you and I to take a stand. Praise our God. This is why it's important for us to know the Word of God. If we don't know the Word of God, how will we know how to live for Christ Jesus? How will we know how to stand in the evil days in which we are in? Unless we diligently study the sword of the Spirit, as we've been told, which is the Word of God, we will never be forewarned or forearmed against the devil and what he is capable of doing. How many know what I'm talking about, saints of God? Oh, I believe this comes down to how much do we love God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? You see, if we think we love God and do not obey him or his commands, we need to question our love for him. Jesus said these words in John, the 14th chapter, verse 15. He said, if you love me, he said, keep my commandments. Oh, and what are his commandments? Turn with me to 1 John, the 5th chapter, and look at what it says there. He said in that first verse, he says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. He said, and everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God. When we love God, thanks of God, we got to love one another. He went on to say here, he said, for this, by this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. God's commandments are not hard. They're set there for a reason, saints of God, so that you and I can know what thus saith the Lord. So we'll know the things that are wrong and the things that we ought not to be doing. We got to be obedient to God's eternal word. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, we're told another command. He says to us in that scripture, he said, study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. I know we all ascribe this to the ministry, but I believe this belongs to all of us, saints of God. How do you know what God said in his word if you're not studying and meditating upon the word of God? He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My, my, my. And then John 5:39. We know it well, where he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life. They are they which testify in me. See, if you're not in the word, searching the scripture, how do you know they're testifying of Jesus Christ? How do you know that the Old Testament and the New Testament both pointed toward the coming Messiah, the Messiah of Jesus Christ, and the New Testament spoke about who Jesus Christ is? Praise our God. Oh, I believe that this is a command from God too. And there are many more in the word of God. But turn with me to Jeremiah 7. And look at what it says here. He said, but this thing, in verse 23, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. You see, I believe if we love Jesus as we say we do, then we will get into his word and know what it says for our lives. This is having on the sword of the Spirit. You see, if we are walking with him and claim that we love him, but we refuse to obey his commands, we cannot be walking in true, perfect love. The Bible teaches us about the love of God and our love to God and our love for one another. 1 John 4:19 says we love him because he first loved us. 1 John 5:3, we just read it, said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Jesus said in John 13, turn with me there for a moment. In John 13:34, he says these words, a new commandment. He said, I give unto you that you love one another. My. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Oh, saints of God, this is a new commandment Jesus said he gives. He said, by this. Now you listen to this in verse 35. When we love one another, Jesus is saying, by this all men that, excuse me, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if you have love one to another. Praise our God. Well, we got to love each other, saints of God. Mm-hmm. Turn with me to Matthew 5. You see, our love goes further than us loving each other. God has it in the word of God. He talks to us about how we ought to be. I know we're living in a time right now that our love is being tested, saints of God. Neighbors going up against neighbors. Every time you hear the news, someone is shooting and killing someone else. Someone has said that they've been told from God to go out and do these acts that they're performing. That's not of God. Our God is love. Praise our God. God doesn't send you out into a school and tell you to shoot up a school of kids. That's not of God. God didn't tell you to go someplace and mutilate somebody and cut off their neck and their arms and legs. That's not God. That's nothing but the devil. Mm-hmm. Matthew 5, verse 43, Lord bless. He said, ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy. See, we can't hate anybody.
Right.
If we hate someone, where is the love of God in us? He went on to say, bless them that curse you. Oh, saints of God, that's tight. Do good to them that hate you. You got to do good even to them that hate you. God wants us to. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Oh, my. My Bible doesn't say anything about I can go out and retaliate against someone because they've done something to me. But no, Jesus is saying to you and I, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And then he goes on and says there that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. See, that's where our Father is. My Father is in heaven. Praise our God. He went on to say, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Our God provides for all mankind. Even though mankind will turn from Almighty God, mankind has cursed Almighty God and said some things to Almighty God, but our Heavenly Father still provides for them.
Amen.
He went on to say, for if we love them which love, if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so. Oh, saints of God, that's for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just come in and see the saints and run up and say, hi, Sister Blake, how are you? But what about that lost soul that's sitting there?
Yes, Lord.
What about that soul that may be walking on the parking lot? Do we reach out to them and say, hi, how are you today? Do we share the love of God with them? You may say, well, Sister Renee, they don't smell good. That's all right. That's all right. Maybe they need a little help. Maybe God has something for you to do. A sister was praying about it. That's how God has us in the house of God. We help one another. We also have helped strangers out there on the street. I'm not saying we give out money. That's not what we do here. But there's a help that we can give to those who are less fortunate than what we are.
Amen.
Then he goes on to say, be ye therefore perfect. You want to know how to be perfect? He said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, Brother Malone used to say, it's tight, but it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. You see, we can't walk in true love and disobey the commandments of God. God does not have disobedient children.
Amen.
Jesus said these words in Luke 6, verse 46. He said, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Oh, that's going on a lot around today, saints. Here Jesus is asking those who are presenting themselves as Jesus' disciples by greeting Jesus as their spiritual master. He was saying to them, why are you calling me Lord, Lord, or even Master, Master? Why are you calling me this? If you're not going to follow my teaching, and I believe, saints of God, that applies to you and I today. You see, that's a lot. That's going on a lot today in our time. There's so many people that are saying, oh, Jesus this, and isn't God good, and I love the Lord, but you're not following the teachings of Almighty God.
Amen.
You're not doing the things that God has asked us to do. Many are living just like the devil each and every day, and they're thinking it's under the blood. Oh, no, it's not. Unless you confess your faults and confess your sins to Almighty God, you're just a rank sinner just like the others. That's what the word of God lets us know. You see, God is no respecter of person. You're not going to be able to slide your way into the kingdom of God and say, well, I know the saints over at Wayne Avenue, or I know Sister Carol or Brother Byron or Sister so-and-so. Not so. That's not how you get into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But you come into the kingdom of God by being born again. You can't come to this house of God and write your name on the scroll. No, you got to come as all of us came. We got to come asking God to forgive us of our sins. We got to come and repent and be saved and be born again and live a righteous and holy life for Almighty God.
Amen.
My, my, my. Look at what it says in 1 John 2:15. He tells us in the word of God, because we have so many that are out there right now. Well, God made this big old world for us to enjoy. He didn't mean that we couldn't sin just a little bit. He didn't mean that we couldn't enjoy the pleasures of this world. But look at what it says in 1 John 2:15. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Right.
My, my, my. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes. Oh, do we see it, saints, every day? And the pride of life. You know, our world is set on ambition. You got to be ambitious. You got to go out, and you got to make it happen. That's what our world is full of. And many of them are not telling you, the world is not telling you about your soul. You see, that's the pride of life. That I want to be this or I want to be that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a firefighter or be a CEO of a company. That's not what God is saying. But seek first the kingdom of God and all God's righteousness. And he said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and God will direct your path. Just like Sister Blake was sharing with the young people downstairs in our Sunday school class. And then we came upstairs and we heard Brother Byron saying the very same thing as Sister Blake was saying downstairs. She was saying, talking about Isaac, how that the young people got to get into the word and you got to understand how God wants us to not to go out and just pick up any old Tom, Dick, and Harry off of the street, but how we have to seek a spouse in the Lord. God doesn't want us running down the street here, running all over here, but God will show us how to find a spouse, how if we pray and ask God for one, allow the Holy Spirit of God to lead us to someone. You know, many have gone out, and we've gone out and found people that we wanted to be married to. And then when the marriage is not what we want it to be, then we'll say, well, this is nothing. This is not of God. Oh, but God would have us to wait on the Lord. Wait and ask God to send you a spouse. That's to our young people. Oh, young people, as Sister explained downstairs, you may, a young girl, I'll go out and get a young man, and the young man's out there abusing him, hitting him, and beating him. And then they'll say, oh, well, when we get married, it'll stop. As Sister Blake explained, it ain't going to stop. It may even intensify because he thinks that he owns you. And then vice versa, the same way. Women are out there beating up men too. Oh, we're living in a sad time, saints of God. But we got to trust in the Lord and know what God said in his eternal word. And how we are to live our lives. Look at what it says in 1 John 3. Verse 8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. See, if you say that I can just sin a little, I can live my life in sin and still make it into the kingdom of God. Not so. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Praise our God. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Oh, this is the seed, is the word of God. This is why David said there in the Psalms, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. If you don't know the word of God, how are you going to know not to sin against Almighty God?
Amen.
Praise our
Amen.
God. You see, our Heavenly Father is looking for a steadfast people. He's looking for a people who will stand in his truth, which is the word of God. The Bible in Proverbs, the 13th chapter, turn with me there for a moment, says there is a way. My, my, my. That seemeth right. And we're seeing this today, saints of God. Proverbs 13, I don't know if I said verse 12. He says there in the scripture reading that there is a way which seemeth right, but the end thereof, and this is Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. My, my, my. In Proverbs 30, jump over there for a moment. Look at what it says there in that 12th verse. There is a generation, we're seeing this today, that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation, look at what he's saying here, whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. The horse leash hath two daughters crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Yea, four things say not, it is enough. You see, saints of God, there's some who claim to be Christians. They have good feelings toward Almighty God. But in reality, their emotions are fruitless. They don't lead to a quest for holiness and righteous living. You see, emotions can draw you to Christ, but it won't keep you. Emotions won't save you. Emotions won't give you the discipline that you need to follow and live for Almighty God. You see, many people will come and they'll hear a word of God and emotions will get all excited and there's various things going on. But then that's all they have is emotion. The Spirit of God hasn't drawn them to Almighty God. And if the Spirit of God has drawn them, then they turn away at the first thing that happens in their lives. But when you come to God, you've got to settle it. Live or die, I am the Lord's.
Yes, Lord.
As we said, feelings will not sustain us. See, when we're out there in the world and everyone around you is saying, oh, just try it. Come on, everyone else is doing it. They live like that over there. You don't have to live like that no more. You know, Jesus died on the cross. Our sins are under the blood. Mm-hmm. We can live like we want to live, but that's not according to God's eternal word.
That's right. That's right.
When you come to Jesus Christ, you've given up that old man. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Have they become new to you? Have they passed away? Have you turned away from that old life? Have you given it up and said, Lord, live or die, I am yours? You know, he also said over there in Romans, turn with me there for a moment to the word of God, because I know there are many souls right now that are living right now, and they believe it's okay that they can live the way they are living. And they say that, oh, yeah, I'm saved. And you can't say that I'm not. I'm not saying you aren't. But the Bible says there's a way you should know. He said, you shall know them by their fruit. And if you tell me you are still living that old life under that old man, and that old man hasn't been crucified, I say to you, you're not living for Jesus Christ. And if you die in your sin, in hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes. Look at what he says there in Romans 6. He says in that sixth verse, you see, there had to be a spiritual surgery, saints of God. And that surgery had to occur with our heart. We had to have a heart transplant. We had to have a heart change. And that heart had to be changed for Almighty God. And we thank God, because if we had not had our heart changed, then where would we be today? We wouldn't be able to serve Almighty God. He says there in verse 6 of the scripture reading, he said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Has your old man been crucified? That old life that you used to live, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Have you mortified this soul flesh, saints of God? Have we done all that Jesus has asked us to do to live for Almighty God? He said that henceforth we should not serve sin. You see, you can't serve sin and serve Almighty God. He went on to say, now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Are you dead with are you dead with Christ? Now you can live with him. He said, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. Saints, have we died unto sin, to sin no more? But in that he liveth unto God. Are we now living for Almighty God? Has that old life been turned away? Have you said, I'm not going to live like that anymore, but I'm going to live for Almighty God? Praise our God. He said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, and look at verse 12. He said, let not sin. And when folks walk around and tell you, I'm just a sinning Christian, point them to this scripture. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye may, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Then he went on to say, neither yield your members of as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Praise our God. And then verse 14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Praise our God. Oh, thank God for his word, saints. Thank God that it's been left on record for us. Thank God that his feelings did bring you to Jesus. Oh, I pray you're trusting in the Spirit to keep you, trusting Almighty God to keep you. Oh, this is why salvation is not a religion, but a relationship with Almighty God. I say to the lost this afternoon, Jesus is the only way to the kingdom of heaven. He told us in John 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you want to make heaven your eternal home when you leave this old world, then you will have to come the Bible way. You cannot make your own plan of salvation, but you must accept God's plan. Brother spoke about it from our Sunday school. God had a plan of righteousness. God didn't have an A and B. Well, if this A don't work out, then I'll jump over to B. No, God had one plan of righteousness, and that plan of righteousness came through his son, Jesus Christ. That's why he told us in the word of God, in John, that third chapter, and I know we know it well, saints of God. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That was God's plan of salvation. Praise our God. Praise our God. I heard a man the other day that had committed a terrible crime. And after he committed that crime, he said, well, I'm a man of God. I thought to myself, how can someone say such a thing? That is just how low the devil will take you. That is why you need to come to God right now in your right mind before the devil has you believing a lie that you are saved and you are not. Oh, yes, judgment day is coming.
Amen.
We may live in a world that jokes about the things of God, but judgment day will not be a joking matter. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5. And look at what Paul says with these words, starting there at verse 11. He says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. He said that every man, one may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. He went on, this is Paul was saying to the Corinthian believers. He said, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. You see, it's, my Bible tells me in another scripture, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, you may walk around and try to joke about the things of God, but I tell you to be careful. Our God is in heaven and we're upon this earth. Be not rash with our mouth to say anything about God down here, because he's the one that woke you up this morning. He's the one that breathes into you the breath of life. He's the one that allows you to go in and out and get gain. He's the one that supplies all of your needs. Be careful how you address Almighty God. He said, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. He went on to say, for we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them, which glory in appearance and not in heart. You see, there are a lot of people who have an outward appearance of serving God, but deep down in the heart, they're not serving Almighty God. That's why Jesus said, there are those of you who have talked a lot about Jesus, but inwardly you are full of the devil. Amen. My. He goes on to say, for whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, and that one was Christ Jesus, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which have should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. You know, if someone comes to you and say, I'm saved, but I live my life the way I want to, they're not living for Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
He said, wherefore henceforth, verse 16, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth, yet now henceforth know we him no more.
Amen.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, oh, praise our God.
Yes, Lord.
He is a new creature. Are you a new creature this afternoon? He said, old things are passed away. That old life that you used to love, that old life that you were out there running around in this world and doing everything you were big enough to do. Oh, he said, that old life has gone away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now we've been transformed from the kingdom of darkness, translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of life. He said, to wit, verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Oh, saints of God, listen to verse 20. Now then, now that we are in Christ Jesus, we are ambassadors for Christ, meaning we represent Almighty God. And when we represent Almighty God, there's a way we ought to represent
Amen.
Him. And that way is in truth and in holiness and in righteousness. You see, in our world today, we have ambassadors that go over to different countries and represent the United States of America. And they have to represent them in a way. They speak on behalf of the president and various things. And they have to represent the United States. How much more should we, now that we are ambassadors of Christ, represent him as a holy and righteous people of God? Praise
Amen.
God. Praise our God. He said, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, praise our God. Oh, I believe it's worth noting, saints of God, and to everyone that's listening, every person is going to have to stand in the judgment seat. Regardless of the excuses, some think that they're going to be able to make to justify not coming to Jesus today. Say to the lost, in that day, you will stand under judgment by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It won't make any difference who hurt you. It won't make any difference who stood in your way. It won't make any difference if you say, well, they all go to church, they're nothing but hypocrites, or whatever the devil has put in your mind as an excuse. It's going to come down to you standing before Almighty God, standing before Jesus Christ. How much better is it to come to Jesus in this day when there is still hope for salvation? And in that day when there is no hope will be gone, in that day when Jesus comes, there's no time for you to be saved on that day. Now is that time. Oh, when he comes back, he's not coming back as a savior, but he's coming back as a judge. My, my, my. Oh, and every name that is not in the book of written in the book of life, you are not going into the kingdom of God. God has given all mankind an opportunity, and that opportunity is right now to come to Almighty God. If you die as a sinner, Jesus said, if you die in your sins where he is, you cannot come. So if you die as a sinner without trusting Christ as your Savior, your name has been removed from the book of life. What are you saying, Sister Renee? While your name still remains there. You see, Revelation 3, verse 5 lets us know that all names are written there. But if you die out of your sin, die in your sins, you're not going to get into the kingdom of God. Turn to Revelation 3, verse 5. So you can see what the Spirit of the Lord is showing us. He says there in that scripture reading, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. So that tells me, that indicates to me, your name is in the book of life. But if you overcome, If you don't overcome, your name is going to be blotted out. He said, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angel. Then turn to Revelation 17, verse 8, and look at what it says there. It says in that scripture reading, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. You see, when a sinner repents, their name is written in the book. This is the reason Jesus told his disciples to rejoice, not in this that the spirits are subject to them, but to rather rejoice because their names were written in heaven. Oh, praise our God. See, this book that's in written in heaven records all those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Oh, saints of God, it's something to know that our name is there. Oh, I want my name to be there, amen? You see, when the great white throne judgment comes about, the books are going to be open. You're not going to be able to stand up before God and be able to say, well, Lord, you made a mistake. No, God don't make no mistakes. If your name is not found written in there, you are not going into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, I say to you, imagine the horror of standing there that day and hearing your sins recounted. Imagine being forced to admit your sins and the fact that you are a sinner. Then imagine Jesus opening the book of life and showing you where your name was removed. Imagine him opening the Lamb's book of life and showing you that your name is not written there. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, this is fantasy. No, this is not fantasy. It is a time. It will be a time of horror. Nothing in this life will be able to compare to it. You may say in this life there is a whole bunch of things going on. People have been through a lot of things, but if your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, in hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes. So we've got to make sure that we're saved today. And to those that are not saved, you don't have to wait for Sister Blake to make an invitation. You can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us in the Word of God, in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, he said, come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and help in the time of need. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till Sister Blake gets up and has the altar call for you to come. No, you can fall down on your knees right now before Almighty God and cry out and repent of your sins. Oh, I know there are many saints of God right now in this congregation today who did not get saved in the house of God, but they got saved at home. You don't have to wait to come to the church to get saved. Oh, I shared with the young lady on yesterday. You don't have to wait to go to church to get saved. We need to intervene right now. If the Spirit of God is working, we need to ask God. You need to ask God to forgive you. As I shared with her, I can't ask God for you, but you've got to cry out and ask God to forgive you of your sins. I can only pray with you. I can only share the word of God with you. I can only tell you what thus saith the Lord. And then I went on to share some things with her, and I went on to tell her about what the word of God says. You see, Satan was trying to work. Satan was trying to get her to believe that she could still hang on to some things out in the world and still say she was a child of God. And I said, not so. You got to let go of this world. You got to ask God to save you and bring you out of that old life that you were in so that you can live for Almighty God. And then the Spirit of the Lord gave me another scripture to let her know that when you say that you love the Lord, you say you're living for Almighty God, don't turn around on Almighty God. Don't go back out there and do those things, because my Bible says where we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for our sin. Oh, God is able. God can save you. That's if you want to be saved. You see, the sentence that's going to be rendered there on the great white throne is death. And that's not a physical death. But that is the second death, which is eternal separation from Almighty God. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, and look at what it says there in the Word of God. My. Thank God for his word. Oh, praise our God. I know time is getting away from us, saints. We can't wrap this up today. Then we'll, Lord willing, we'll bring it to, Lord willing, next week.
Yeah.
But look at what it says there. In 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 7. Look at these words. It says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us.
Yeah.
When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. My. What a sad day it's going to be. And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. See, there's not going to be a party going on down there, as the world wants you to believe. He said, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all of them that believe. Praise our God, because our testimony among you was believed. Saints of
God,
keep on testifying. Keep on telling others about Almighty God. He went on to say here, believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Praise our God. My. You think about it. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction? See, it's not just going to be for a short time. That's throughout eternity. I can't think of anything that's more terrible than that. To know you have heard the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, and you have not turned your life over to Almighty God. I think the sad thing to hear was hear Jesus say, I never knew you. There is no record of your birth. Your new birth with me. My. Depart from me. You see, all those in the Word of God, and I know we know it well, saints of God, Agrippa, Felix, those, you know, back in there, they were saying to Paul, I was almost persuaded, you know. Paul had almost turned them over to Jesus, almost persuaded, is altogether lost. Judas Iscariot, the rich young ruler, and it goes on and on. But don't let any of our names be there. My. See, we got to stand for Almighty God, saints. We got to stand in these evil days. We don't want to hear him pass judgment upon us, because we're not standing for truth and righteousness and standing in his word. To the lost, you got to come to Jesus. Come to him while there is time to come. Come to him while there is grace. Come to Jesus while there is hope. Come to Jesus now. You see, in the final judgment day, when Gabriel splits the cloud, it is going to be too late. And at that judgment, that great white throne, that's where the final judgment will be given. You see, in our land, in the natural, the lower courts can rule. And then you can appeal it up to the Supreme Court of the United States. And they have the final call. Well, Jesus is the final call.
Amen.
The Bible says, and we're going to wrap this up. The Bible says in John 5, look at what he says there in John 5, verse 22. He said, for the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son. He says in Acts 17, 31, these words. He says, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge thee. No one knows that day but God Almighty. He said, but because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. I don't know if I said Acts 17:31.
Yeah.
Also Romans 2, verse 16. He said, in that day, my, when God shall judge. Now listen to these words.
Yeah.
He says there in Romans 2, verse 16. In that day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel.
Mm-hmm.
My. I ask you to read these other ones in your leisure. Read Matthew 25, 32. Read Romans 14, 10. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, 1 Peter 4, verse 5, and then again Acts 10, verse 42. All judgment that's rendered from this great white throne will be final and binding. My. We don't want that to be for us. We want to stand on the word of God. You see, the word of God was left on record for us. The word of God, as we learned in our scripture text this afternoon, it says there in that scripture reading in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, turn with me back there for a moment and we'll close and come back. It says there in Ephesians, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation, which we spoke about, Lord willing, last week. He said, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You see, the word of God was left on record for us, saints of God. The word of God was left there for you and I to be able to get into it and eat and to receive what Jesus has said for us in the word of God. God's word's going to stand no matter what man says. It's going to stand the test of time. Jesus said he came not to destroy, but to fulfill. And when Jesus came and died, he fulfilled what was written in the word of God. He said before one jot or one tittle of his word would pass away, heaven and earth would pass away, not the heaven where our heavenly Father stands. But he let us know that in the word of God. So saints of God, we've got to stand on the word of God. But make sure, saints, we have on all the whole armor. As he said in the word, he said, stand therefore, verse 14, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith. Let us walk in faith, saints. Let us walk in faith and not by sight. He said, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise our God.
Praise God. Thank God for his word today. Amen. Amen. We can see how vital it is to have on the armor of God. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor said that we can, and to have in the whole armor, we've got to have the truth of God's word.
Amen.
She said we can battle the lies of Satan with the truth of God's word.
Amen.
That's how Jesus battled him in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that we stand and battle. To battle, because Satan will bring lies. He's a liar and the father of it.
Amen.
But we battle his lies with the truth of God's word.
Amen.
She said, rely on the word of truth.
Amen.
She said, stand on the word of truth. Don't let anyone sway you.
Amen.
And she said, even in praying, because we want to pray in truth.
Amen.
And she said, pray right.
I wrote that down. She said, "Make pray right and pray believing, believing God's truth, not doubting. And represent Christ. If you're called by his name, if you say you're a child of God, represent Christ in truth and in holiness and in righteousness." Amen. Because God won't accept anything less than that. God, and God is not changing his standard because the world's, the ways of the world have gone the way that they have gone. And God knew that the world would go the way that it has gone. But he gave us enough. He gave us the truth of his word. He gave us the equipment to be able to stand. And that's why we have to have on the armor. And as Pastor said, God's judgment will be final and binding. There's no negotiation, period. His judgment will be final and binding. So we have to be kept having on the armor of God. And I was looking at the scripture as she was closing, 2 Corinthians 6:7. That was the Apostle Paul. But the Apostle Paul was talking about the ministers, but this also applies to us. Because we are to be kept by, verse 7 says, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left.
Praise
because
God.
Satan is not particular about what direction he comes at you from. He will try to come at you all kinds of ways.
Amen.
But we are kept by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right
Praise
hand
God.
And
Amen.
On the left.
Amen.
Thank God for the armor. Thank God for his word today. Amen.
Amen.
What shall we
Praise
see?
Praise God.
In the evening light, number 360,
Amen.
Shall we stand?
Praise mm-hmm. our God.
Be ready when he comes. Amen. And as Pastor Jenkins said, since we don't know when that day will be, that means we've got to be ready now and remain ready. Number 360, in the evening light, be ready when he comes.
Amen. Would you flee from sin and serve the Lord? Be ready when he comes. He will soon appear with his reward. Be ready when he comes. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. When he comes, be ready, be ready, be ready when he comes. It is not his will that you be lost. Be ready when he comes. Would you save your soul? Be ready when he comes. Be ready, be ready, be ready when he comes. Be ready, be ready when he comes. Do you know? Be ready. There is awful danger in delay. Be ready when he comes. Will you cast your only hope away? Be ready when he comes. When he comes, be ready, be ready, be ready when he comes.
Amen. Do you know the end of time is near?
Yes, we can see it.
Can you live and die in sin's career? There are many people who are making a career of sin. And in a literal sense, people get a career and they want advancement. But there is danger to have advancement in the career of sin.
Amen.
Sin and gross sin. Sin that is exceedingly sinful. That fourth verse said there's awful danger in delay. There's such a danger in delay, in delaying and continuing on in sin. Will you cast your only hope away?
Be ready.
Be ready. And to continue to delay, to continue in sin, is to cast your only hope away. And that's casting away Jesus. Is there one? Because God is mighty to save. We can come to him boldly. There are people are very bold in sin. They do all kinds of things. And in this day and time, they don't even try to hide their sin. They're just bold with it, just out there. They're marching in the streets with their sin. They'll go up on a TV show and oh, yes, I'm shacking up. I'm living with so-and-so. My husband and I were looking at a game. Your brother Maurice and I were looking at a game show. And there were three of them. There were three women. And the man gave space for them to introduce, you know, who they were. For each side, there was one team of three, another team of three. And the host gave a chance for her to introduce everyone who was on her team, and she told who their names were, and she said, well, this is so-and-so, and that's my mother, and she's so-and-so, and she's my wife. And Brother Maurice and I both looked at each other, and she was just happy about it and said, oh, and we're expecting a child. And it's just, you know, they're so bold and unashamed. And the scripture says, were they ashamed? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor could they blush. And that's Old Testament teaching. And we're seeing it fulfilled now. People have to flee from sin. They've got to flee from sin and serve the Lord. And God's word has not changed from what he ordained it to be. And we've got to take a stand and stand on God's word. Without compromise. And if there's someone, whether listening or someone here present, who has not fled from sin but is still in sin, I urge you, I beg of you, flee from sin. Flee from the enemy of your soul. Flee from the devil and serve the Lord. Because as Pastor preached, Jesus is coming back. And Jesus, there are not going to be any flyers put on any windshields to say what date Jesus is coming. Our warning is the word that was preached. Our warning is in the Bible. Our warning, that's the only warning that we're going to receive. Jesus said when there were those who asked for a sign, Jesus said there will no sign be given. We're getting the word now. To know, to flee from sin, to flee from the wrath that is to come. Be ready when he comes. It's not the Lord's will that we be lost, but there will be, it's not his will that any should perish, But that all should come to repentance. And repentance is what it's going to take.
Amen.
In order to avoid this awful, awful danger, this awful end. When time shall be no more. And this is for young and old and in between.
Amen.
Amen. Please don't cast away the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't cast away the word of God, which is the warning. This is the clarion call when the word of God is preached. It's like the sound, the horn going off. It's like red lights flashing and saying, be saved before it's everlasting too late. Never know where death is. Amen. I was looking, I was trying to see my phone to see what the temperature was, so I would try to know how to dress this morning. But I did see on the same part of my phone, because I can make it bigger so that I can see it, and it gave the COVID count. And on yesterday, not as of yesterday, so this is not a monthly, because I looked to be sure that it wasn't just a weekly count or a count up to this part of the month. On yesterday, the 15th, there were 50,000 new cases of COVID in the state of Ohio. And on yesterday, 6,000 of those cases were in Franklin County. There are people who are going into eternity. And as Pastor just said, we don't know where death is. Don't know where death is. Whether we're saved or unsaved, we don't know where death is. If you're not ready, get ready. If you've been saved, stay ready. Constantly check to make sure that you're ready. When we leave our, if we're in our house, we're going to leave our house, we close the door and lock the door, and we check to make sure that it's been locked. There are things that we just routinely check to be sure of. When our bank statements come, we check to make sure that there hasn't been any funny business. We look at the statements to make sure. Isn't it even more important for us to check by the word of God, hold it up as a looking glass to our lives to make sure that we're not falling short? Amen. Praise God. How many understood this message today? Is there anyone who has a special need? A special need, and we can pray right now. Or one just says, just pray for me. I want to be in the center of God's will. Amen. 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 I do not want to fall short. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. We want to be ready. And as we've said, if there are any who are listening, who have heard this message on listening by phone or listening by the system, the computer system, we urge you, we beg you, if you do not know the Lord, please, please seek him while he may be found. Pastor Jenkins said in the message that you can come to the Lord, just kneel down, cry out to God. He will hear you where you are. If you come with a contrite heart, if you come humbly before him, he will hear your humble cry. And he is able to save you. He'll save you. And there is no I'm too sinful that the Lord can't reach me, because there's power in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
To save a soul even today and wash every sin away.
My.
Praise our God. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. We saw the upraised hands. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, dear God, how we know that it is the power of truth, dear God. We know, dear Father, that it's able to save a soul from sin, dear God, because those of us who are saved know, dear God, that it saved us. And so, Father, we urge, we beg, we plead, dear God, if there's anyone who does not know you in the pardon of their sins, Father, we pray, dear God, that they would turn and serve you, dear God. Lord, there are those, dear God, who think that they're serving you, dear God, but heard some some truth in your word today and realize, Lord, that they're not measuring to that. Father, we pray, dear God, that they would repent, dear God, and come to you and seek you, dear God. And thank you, Lord, for showing them the light of your word. Thank you, dear God, for showing them your truth, dear God. Lord, so that they don't, Lord, face eternity lost and undone, thinking that they were all right, dear God, but not being all right. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would speak to hearts and minds, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, there's no such thing as half saved, dear Father. But help them to know, dear God, that they can step out, dear God, in faith, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that you will cleanse them from sin and all unrighteousness, dear Father. Lord, we cannot serve, Lord, the devil and you, dear God. Help them, Lord, to realize that, dear Father. Lord, you will not accept anyone, dear God, who has not been cleansed from their sins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember our upraised hands, dear Father, who are your children, dear God, who are called by your name. For, Father, we want, dear Father, to be sure. We want to be certain, dear God. So we thank you, dear God, for your word that was preached today, dear God. And Father, we want to be always found doing, Lord, that which is pleasing and right in your sight, dear Father. Lord, we don't want to fall short, dear God, of your glory. And so we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be ready when your dear Son comes to claim your church. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to stand steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in thee, dear God. Help us, Lord, to walk in the Spirit so that we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word today, dear God. And we pray, dear Father, that you would help us, dear Father, to hide it in our hearts, dear God, for, Lord, that we might not sin against you. Because, Lord, it's not our desire, dear God, to sin against you, Lord. Lord, you've redeemed us, dear Father. Lord, we don't want to go back, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember each upraised hand, dear Father, and help us, Lord, Father, to always be abounding in thee and in the center of your will, dear Father, and always seeking, Lord, to do that which is pleasing and right in your sight. Have your way, dear God. Lord, truly, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be true ambassadors of your truth, dear God, ambassadors of Christ Jesus, that others may know that there is a Savior who wants to save their soul. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves?
Amen.
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 That's right. Hey, praise God.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Brother, you said you were saying that the scripture she quoted, 1 John, 3:8? Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. The word of God remaineth in us. The truth remaineth in us. And we cannot sin because we're born of God. Amen. I thank God. Amen. I too thank God for the word. Amen. Is there anyone else?
Praise our God.
It's a beautiful Sister Holmes, and I want to say that is a beautiful message.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. I'm sorry, Sister Webb.
They were
Yes. No. Amen. Portion likewise. It's so, so good. Amen. Yes, Sister India. Amen. God. God bless you, Sister India. Amen. You couldn't wait to get it. We're so glad to see when you came in. Amen. It's good to see you come in. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. So true. So true. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank God, because you know we're seeing growth in your walk. And so, amen. Just keep on coming. Like you said, keep on toiling. Amen. Keep praying and toiling on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Just a few announcements here. Always pray one for another during the week.
Amen.
1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me,
God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Congregation, following morning service today, we are asking if you would stay after service. We would like to take a walk down memory lane at this time while we are unable to have Fourth Sunday Fellowship dinner. I mean, there's something that they want to show you. Choir rehearsal next Sunday. Auxiliary heads, finance committee, and trustees, our budget meeting for 2022 is this Saturday, January 22nd at 9:30 a.m. Saints, all saints, our annual business meeting is Saturday, January the 29th at 9:30 a.m.
Amen.
Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone, and we thank God for that. Please remember to turn your phone off before service, then turn it back on. Pray, continue to pray for Brother Byron. We thank God for him. Thank God for the Bible studies. It's just, it's so good and enriching, you know, and it's, you know, we need that midweek. Just give us a boost to make it the rest of the way to the next Lord's Day. And so I thank God for that. Also continue to
pray
for our phones. Yes. Pray the Lord will bless and our phones, you know, act right.
Amen.
Okay. Even as, who was it that said, was it Brother Bethesda? He said that, you know, the phones, they work all the rest of the time, all week. Oh, nothing wrong with them. Oh, and then when it's time for prayer and Bible study, then they want to throw static in. But God is able.
Yes, he is.
Amen. We thank God for our bus drivers for January, Sister Millicent and Brother Thomas Mann. We thank God for blessing them to arrive safely today. And pray, please pray for Sister Melita if there's need for someone to be picked up. On next Lord's Day, she's scheduled to be the driver, so lift her up in prayer this week. Our thought for today, Holy Spirit, soul comforter, truth teacher, sin protector, life giver, repentance granter, faith creator, scripture author, holiness producer, and Christ glorifier. Amen. Praise our God. That's our Holy Spirit. And when it says sin protector, that doesn't mean he's protecting sin.
No.
He's protecting us
from
sin.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. If there's anyone else who would like to express themselves.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Remember, stay online at school.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Because the other Sunday or Saturday, I can't remember the day it was, he said, "Mommy, I want you and Daddy to be safe." I said, "We are." And he said, "Well, I want you to be safe."
Well, praise our God. Mm-hmm.
But he definitely obviously understands something.
Yes.
So can you remember him why that does go to a Christian school?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're sure he's understanding. We still quote him and say, "Your God will make a way." You know, we're still, and you know, and the fact that he says, "I want you and Daddy to be saved," and he said, "I want," he knows that it's something good. He know, and thank God. We keep praying. We're praying for our children, and you know he's that's right. Train him up. He's 4 years old. A child, yes. So we thank God, and you know he's hearing,
He's hearing the word, but he's also observing and he's learning at home. And so we thank God. We continue to pray for you and Brother DeAndre as you raise them in the fear of God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That's right. That's right. We don't know how old Samuel was. That's right.
Eli.
Here am I. Yes. Amen.
Bible doesn't say.
Praise God. That, yeah, the amen. Amen. Praise God. God is working. Yes, he is. He's working early. That's right. Praise God. Yeah, that's right. So, yes. That's right. People don't talk about that, that someone's too young for the devil to be talking to them. And because you can look at them and tell when the devil is working and by their behavior. So by the same token, if God is dealing with a child, don't say, oh, that you're too young to understand. He understands as much as God is allowing him to understand. And many times, children, they understand more than we think they do. Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
You don't have to teach them to be bad. That's
no, that's what you don't have to teach them to be bad. You have to teach them to be good. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes, Sister Carol.
And I don't know what she saw or heard or anything, but she said, Daddy's not safe. And y'all looked at, you know, yes, he is. Yes, he is, you know. Well, Dad went to the altar. It's Sunday. What she saw or heard, I do not know.
Mm.
But it was something that she seen
mm-hmm.
or heard that she knew was not
from it. All right. Mm-hmm.
I remember Dad going to the altar and crying out to the Lord.
Praise God.
Just a little girl there, and I was
mm-hmm.
3 years old.
Mm. My. See, that's how the Holy Spirit can bring conviction, cause us to be under conviction in a lot of ways, and it might be through a child, something that a child has seen, and they say, and just brings it right there. And you say, Lord, that's right. Amen. Yes.
Come tell me.
That's right. Yes. Amen. Because God wasn't talking directly to Eli. God was talking to Samuel. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's how important our children and our young people are. They may not realize it, but that's how important they are. Amen. I'm speaking to our two young people today, these two young ladies. That's how important you are. You are important to God. Amen. And you just don't know how God will use you. I'm talking about infinity too. Amen. You just don't know how God's going to use them. You are important in God's sight. Amen. I want you to know that. Amen. Your life is important. Things that you do with your life, very, very important. Amen. We don't want the devil to get hold of you and bring destruction into your life. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Sister India, would you pray to dismiss us, please? Praise God.
God, as we gather here today in your house, and as we give praise, we ask that you give praise, Lord, please bless us throughout the week.
Yes.
Please bless us at the end of the day. Please bless everyone in here as you always do. Bless to come back and be in the house with you. In the name of the Father, the Holy Son, God, please, once again, be all with us. We love you. We adore you. We care for you. And we want to listen to you, follow and guide what you tell us to do and obey.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we come to you all in desperate need of help. In desperate need of help, praying in your name. always remember your name every minute and every hour. Lord, we're so thankful.
Thank you.
More and more every day.
Thank you, Lord.
And rise above everything that's going on in the world.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, once again, we love you. Please be with us. And I just want you to know we are very happy and grateful to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Praise God.